Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have some wonderful folks chatting with us from Keanu Theater about their upcoming production this weekend. I have Daryl Rolls and Ron Schuster, who are co-directors and co-choreographers of the show, as well as Alan Roberts, the director of the Theater and Arts Center. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, good morning, good day, good lunch.
Thanks for having us.
You're so welcome. Now, I mean, we're only a couple days away from this show. Tell me, what is the energy like over there?
It's getting very contagious. Everybody's quite excited. I think we're going to have a really fun production of All Together Now that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. It really combines a lot of the community, different segments of the community in it. So we have some people from PAR, Musical Academy, and some people from Uptown Dance. And then we have our own Keanu Theater cast that auditioned to get in the show. So I think all in all, we have a whopping about 70 people on stage for the finale. So you can just imagine how exciting that is.
It's an exciting way to kick back theater at Keanu and actually around the world, because the production is being produced all around the world as part of a special initiative by Musical Theater International.
Wow. Okay. So why don't you tell me a little bit about All Together Now? What is, I've seen that it's maybe some different songs from different shows, but I don't feel like I know enough.
Well, it's a musical review, which means it's a potpourri of numbers. It's basically some of the best numbers that Broadway has ever produced. And also it contains many numbers, if not all, many, I would say, of production numbers and scenes from past Keanu Theater productions. So it's a very fitting way to celebrate the 40th anniversary by reigniting these wonderful shows and memories that Keanu has created.
Yeah, to give you an idea, Steph, there's numbers like from Les Miserables, Beauty and the Beast, Hairspray, Mamma Mia, Fiddler on the Roof. It's very much family fare, and it's such fun.
Well, there's just one naughty little number from Mamma Mia called Take a Chance, where she's going after her man at the end of the thing, but generally speaking, Ron is right. It's a great way to spend an evening out with your family, or a matinee if with your family.
Wonderful. Now, you can get your tickets at the Keanu box office online, and I actually have mine for Friday night, so I need to hear from each of you. What is the number that I have to watch out for and say, ah, that was their favorite?
Oh.
I think the finale is going to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, we're doing You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. Yeah. And it just builds and builds and builds until we get all the different cast members on stage.
It's like a stage full of performers.
I can't wait. That's my husband's favorite musical, so perfect.
Ah.
you've alluded to a little bit about the 40th anniversary of Keanu. Why don't you tell me a bit about that?
I can talk about that. What's really exciting with this show is we're using it to celebrate the return of live theater, but we're also using it to sort of celebrate our 40th anniversary of Keanu Theater, and it's actually a belated 40th anniversary. We started off last year, but something sort of interrupted us for a year. So we are having a belated celebration on the 12th, and we're also combining it as a fundraiser to help support our live community theater productions. So on the Friday night, and only this show, we are offering a special evening that's going to come with a little bit of a pre-show entertainment from some of our community comedians. We are offering a special gift to all those people that come in so that they will have a takeaway, as well as some complimentary food and other treats throughout the night.
Wonderful. Now, you said it goes towards supporting community theater. Can you tell me a little bit about what kinds of things the funds are spent on?
Absolutely. When we produce our shows, our Kiano Theatre Company shows, what people don't really realize is that the scenery, the costumes, the lighting is all been designed by professionals that are there to support our community volunteers. And anything that any of the funds that are raised from our fundraiser or even from our theater angels actually goes directly to helping support those costs. So it's helping to pay for the paint, the lumber, the costumes, and the makeup in order to make these shows happen.
And they're lovely, lavish productions as well. It's quite spectacular. You'll see a lot of theater magic on Friday night.
I am so excited. I love that you said that, you know, these are community volunteers. So many hours go into it, and it's just people coming together for the love of creativity, for the love of theater, and saying, we want to put on something great for our community. So cool.
Yeah, you'll find the sets and the lights for the show, as Ron mentioned, are very lush. They're quite stunning, and so all in all, it's a fantastic evening of entertainment and spectacle.
Well, of course, I can't wait to hear more, but we do have to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we'll be hearing more from Alan Roberts, the Director of Theater and Arts Center here at Kiano, as well as Daryl Rolls and Ron Schuster, the co-director and co-choreographer of All Together Now, which is playing this Friday night at Kiano Theater live. It's a live event. You got to go.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. If you're just tuning in, I'm chatting with Alan Roberts, the director of the Theater and Arts Center at Kiano, Daryl Rolls, and Ron Schuster, co-directors and co-choreographers of All Together Now, a show that's happening all weekend long at Kiano Theater. And gentlemen, you've just been getting my excitement up so much about this show. And you said it was a worldwide event?
That's correct. The All Together Now is a special initiative from a company called Music Theater International, or MTI. They're one of the largest companies that provides the rights and royalties for theaters such as us to be able to produce these high-end musicals. They created All Together Now as a celebration of live theater returning to our community. It's a global event. And what's really special with All Together Now is variations of this performance are being performed all across the world this weekend only. And for an example, there's going to be over 5,500 performances performed in over 2,500 theaters in over 40 countries. So not only is it happening here in Fort McMurray and in our region, it's happening across the country, across North America, and actually across the world.
It's a way to welcome theater back into our lives and into our hearts. For example, I think it's been like 21 months since Kiano has put on something on the main stage. And so it's just so thrilling to have theater back in our lives and some entertainment back in our lives. And that's why we're kicking it off with a blast this weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's really an appropriate production because they've designed it as a musical theater review, and it's featuring such incredible musicals like Les Miserables, Beauty and the Beast, Hairspray, Mamma Mia. And what's great is that Daryl and I directed Mamma Mia in the past, and it brings back a lot of memories over the last 40 years, Les Miserables. Many of these musicals have been on Kiano Theater stage, so it's recreating wonderful moments from those productions.
Wow. Tell me about some of the people that have volunteered to get involved in this. There must be a lot of folks who signed up and said, I'll sing.
Well, we did have a big weekend of many, many people auditioning, because we actually were auditioning for this show and for Mary Poppins, which opens in January. Well, it starts rehearsing in January, opens in February. So we were
very busy,
happily inundated with many community theater people that wanted to get involved. Our two hosts for the evening are Tim Heggie and Zenon Campbell. And they are very charming and at times ridiculously funny. So they're going to be welcoming us into the theater. But there's many other well-known singers and dancers in town. Jenny Price.
Yeah, it is big. We have as Daryl and Robert mentioned, we have Jenny Price coming in that's helping out. We have Uptown at ZECPA. Their dancers are performing in a number, and that's been choreographed by Alexandra DeRocher. We have some amazing young talent coming from the Parr Academy of Vocal Arts, being led by Kamerica Parr. So it really is all these other community organizations coming together to make this amazing performance.
So I think the audiences will recognize some faces from previous productions and a lot of new faces, because there's over, almost 70 in the cast. It's quite a large group of performers.
And as you said, with over 70 in the cast and that Keanu is doing some of their favorite numbers, is anybody performing their song for the second time?
Jenny Price is going to be recreating I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables. She played the character of Fontaine.
I think the rest are all
new actors,
but we're not doing his number. But for example, Tim Hagee was in the original cast of Les Miserables here at Keanu, and he's on stage a lot. He's actually doing a number from Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Whoa, all right. Hey, and you were saying as well, Friday night is the fundraiser for Keanu Theater and the exciting kind of 40th anniversary party, but it's all weekend long. So if you can't attend Friday night, there's multiple options to choose from, right?
That's right. Saturday night, Sunday matinee, or Sunday evening.
And you can get those tickets at the Keanu box office. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Alan Roberts, the director of the Theater and Arts Center at Keanu, Daryl Rolls, and Ron Schuster, both co-directors and co-choreographers of All Together Now.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Alan Roberts, the director of the Theater and Arts Center at Keanu, Daryl Rolls, and Ron Schuster, co-directors and co-choreographers of All Together Now. And that show is happening this weekend, all weekend long, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee, and Sunday night. And I'd love to hear kind of about all the people that it took to make this. Can you tell me about some of the other folks who have really been showing up to make this such a success?
Yeah, I can speak to that. It started off really with the theater team, where I'm to blame for saying, hey, I'd love to be able to do this show. So it started off bringing our theater team together to figure out what we could do for set and scenery. And then we brought in some amazing talent. We have Vince Burwash from Key Light Designs to create some of the amazing lighting that's happening on this show. As well as the staff here at the theater with Scott Weber and Eugene Carnegie and Lindsay Delansky that created the magic on stage. Chloe working with sound. And then outside, of course, we also have Ron and Daryl bringing in the amazing direction choreography. But I also want to mention that Hilary Hornberger is our music director on this show. She's been working with us almost since way back when we first started with Chicago. And she has an amazing ability to bring out the best in our community voices. And so she's been working on the vocal sides, as well as our other community partners with Kamerica Parr and Jenny Price.
Yeah, one thing that's really, also you have to remember, our stage manager, Zach, who's been on many, many productions, I think several productions that we've been at over the last three productions that we were up here for, keeps us organized and disciplined and things moving forward as our stage manager. And a lot of these technical and artistic staff work in other shows in this community and other communities around Western Canada.
And it's also great that we have our crew members, which are the people that help backstage, pulling in the flies, operating the follow spot. They're all community volunteers as well, but they're thankfully they're doing work to a professional standard. And Fort McMurray and the region shouldn't take, and I don't think they do, because of the response the audience give us. They don't take Keanu Theater for granted. It's a jewel in the city, and Ron and I have worked all around Canada and internationally, and it's a very unique theater, something the region and the city should be very, very proud of. So you need to come out and support this gala, 40th anniversary, this weekend, because it is truly going to be magical.
You won't regret it. It's such fun and such a range of different musicals. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It'll include Les Mis.
Better than Les Mis, as they say in the industry.
Oh, all right. I really love how it's called All Together Now, and it really sounds like the whole community has come together. And, you know, theater people, they're just my favorite kind of people. It just seems like it's not just a couple people auditioning for a show and then they come out and do a job. They actually become a family together.
It's very much that way. Everybody's very supportive. When there's breaks, you see some of the more experienced performers helping the less experienced performers with harmonies and dance steps, and some struggle and some just soar, but it's really a team that makes it all happen, and their passion is so contagious.
Speaking of struggling, I should have mentioned that we're doing a sneak preview of Mary Poppins, which opens in the new year, and they're doing the number Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and the choreography is so hard for that because they literally spell every letter out with their bodies. So you can all go home and try that, or come out to the theater and watch how amazing it is when they do it, because it just flies by, and it's a lovely sneak peek at how wonderful Mary Poppins is going to be.
Oh, well, I can't wait. Make sure you get your tickets for All Together Now, happening all weekend long at the Keanu Box Office. Is there anything you'd like to add, gentlemen?
Don't miss it.
If it was me, I would retitle the show Sizzle.
Oh!
I would say, yeah, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity to see your friends and family on stage, to come and just see live theater again. I'm so excited that we will have people back in the Keanu Theater, that we're actually able to turn the lights back on and entertain.
Wonderful. Don't miss it is the resounding sound about this weekend's show, Live Theater Back in Action. My guests this morning, Alan Roberts, the director of Theater and Arts Center at Keanu, Daryl Rolls, and Ron Schuster, both co-directors and co-choreographers of All Together Now. Let's all come together this weekend and see the show. Thanks so much for joining me today, guys.
You're welcome. We'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, so yeah, you will see me this weekend. I can't wait. Of course, you've heard me say that 6 times. And good luck, guys. Break a leg.
Hey,
thank you.
This has been Fort McMurray Matters. If you missed it or you want to hear more, you can always head to our website, mix1037fm.com. Just click on the news section. I'm Steph Seidel, and I hope that you'll go check out All Together Now. Next episode of Fort McMurray Matters airs tomorrow at noon. Chat with you then.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.